That's all right. If I only had a microphone. Okay, yeah, I'd like to call the August meeting of the Mount Vernon Wetlands Commission to order. We have Commissioner Occhilini, Commissioner Joe Berardi, Commissioner Sandra Berardi, and Commissioner Brush present. The first order of business is approval of the minutes from the July 18th, 2024 regular meeting. Anybody read the minutes? Anybody have any concerns or questions?
No. We will be abstaining because we're not there.
Right, I'm not. I wasn't there.
So. Oh, okay.
Make a motion to accept the minutes.
I'll second it. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Two abstentions.
Gary, the motion carries two with two abstentions. No public hearings, no show cause hearings. Any remarks in the public not relating to items on the agenda? Any remarks in the public not relating to items on the agenda? Any remarks in the public not relating to items on the agenda? Okay, old business, 24 IBC 7, 339 Chesterfield Road, Oakdale, Connecticut, applicant Jill Monheron for regular activities within the wetlands and URA to demo an existing single-family residence and construct new single-family residence.
Stacy Radford, I don't know if this is on. Stacy Radford, zoning wetlands. So we conducted a site walk on August 12, 2024. Myself and there were two members of the Inland Wetlands Commission present, Ray Occhilini and Jessica McClair. And on August 13th, the town engineer and soil scientist provided additional comments in response to the applicant's August 12, 2024 letter. A copy is attached to my staff report. These comments were forwarded to the applicant's engineer to address. He's responded to some of them, but not all of the comments. So at this time, staff would recommend that this application be tabled until our next meeting, providing time for the applicant to address the outstanding issues and for staff to be able to review the same.
Can I make a motion that it be tabled to the next?
Hold up, please. Because a couple things. Number one, he's aware that if we can't complete the actions, that he might have to either write a letter giving us granting us an extension. Okay. The other thing is, on the walk, did you see anything of any concern? And last, I just want to say, I looked at the drainage calcs, and I'm not an expert. I took a class in it, not an expert. But he's got a time of concentration of 5 minutes, which just for that size thing, you know, the time of concentration is when the furthest drop of water runs down to get into the pond. 5 minutes just seems too short of a time. So maybe either let our guy know,
Bob Russo,
or ask him just if he could put a note on that. Because I may just be misreading it, but I'm pretty sure it says time of concentration, 5 minutes. That was the only thing I was a little curious about.
So the time of concentration.
Yeah, because if the time's wrong, you'll wind up with too small of a pipe. And if you just plug it into a computer without thinking about it, which I'm sure he didn't do. So.
I certainly will I'll give him that information. So that's the town soil scientist.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Now.
Okay, make a motion in this application 24 IWC 7 be tabled to the next meeting to give engineer time to come up with the information we need in the revisions.
The second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Commissioner Occhilini made the motion, Sandra Berardi seconded the motion, so motion carries unanimously. 24 IBC 8, 40 Salt Box Lane, Oaksville, Connecticut. Owner Jeffrey Graves for regular activities in the URA to construct a boulder retaining wall.
At this time, staff has no additional new comments. The comments that I made
I think this is Barati's first time seeing this, so. Did you have any questions about it, or? Because this was a wall that was somewhat inadvertently built and probably cause a lot more damage to remove, and probably it isn't that high. I think even if he'd asked for it, we probably would have approved it, in my opinion. If nobody has any questions, we did discuss it a bit last month.
Right.
Need a motion.
Okay, I'll make the motion. After giving due consideration to all relevant factors, including those in Section 10 and or Section 6 of the Moffett Inland Wetlands and Watercourses Regulations in Section 22A-41 of the Connecticut General Statutes, I move to approve application number 24IWC8, owner/applicant Jeffrey Graves, for regulated activities within the URA to construct a boulder retaining wall per the application and associated documents dated June 25th, 2024. Standard reasons for approval and standard conditions of approval apply.
A second?
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, Mr. Ockley, you made his motion. Commissioner Standard Barati seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, carries unanimously. New business?
I have none.
Correspondence? I have one correspondence, I think. I don't know if it's correspondence or other business, but I'm acquainted with the chairman of the Salem Wetlands Commission. And Deba Cambiro. And she's having... she's having a couple of people from D coming in to address some problems with, it's an invasive species in Gardner Lake.
Hydrilla.
Hydrilla, yes. She's also inviting, the members of the BOSRA Wetlands Commission. I think BOSRA and Salem both have a combined conservation and Wetlands Commission. I'll just note that Commissioner LeClaire has arrived. I think for us it should be the Conservation Commission and the, if anybody wants to go, it's just an educational thing. He's going to do a presentation on hydrilla so that we all know what's going on with hydrilla. My guess is they may be planning on doing something about it, I don't know. But she doesn't know when it's going to be. She was, thought it was going to be September 3rd. She just called me today and said she doesn't know if it's going to be the first Tuesday of September or the first Monday of October. So,
where will it be held?
At the Salem Town Hall. They're going to do it as either before or after their scheduled commission meeting. And we would be just invited to sit in the audience and listen to the presentation. So, FYI, when we get better information on when it's going to be.
We're up there all the time, so I haven't seen any of that around the, you know, if there's just things coming in with the boating areas off the boat,
Yeah. Then
there's that little marsh area before you go into the lake. And somebody was collecting stuff there the last time we were up there swimming. But in the swim area itself, there's still nothing. It's clear.
Yeah.
So I don't know where this is, which part of the lake, if it's
Yeah. The
actual beach area they're talking about, or if it's, you know, the other side by the dam.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
And I've seen this guy twice already, and he just has like a general presentation he does on invasive water species. And
yeah.
Maybe
it's hard to get rid of once it's there.
Yeah. They got this thing where they... they take a big floating tarp, and you put the floating tarp over it for like 2 weeks, and everything under it dies. And then they move it.
I've heard those are effective.
Yeah.
Those mats.
Yeah, they do that on my son's lake, but it's he's up on Kokomon, but it doesn't last very long.
Yeah.
The The weeds seem to grow the other side of the top, you know, so it depends on what you're
looking at. Have to keep moving the tarp, yeah. The other thing they do, he does have pictures in his thing, you know, riding around spraying, you know, weed killer in them.
I would be interested in that because I've had discussions with Mrs. Marks and Cheeseman on the beach up there. I want more sand up there. So if they're at that meeting, I'd like to discuss it again with them, the beach area, off the record.
Yeah. So I'll keep
let me know
people
date.
Updated.
Yeah.
If you want to pass the information along.
Yeah, I'll just forward the emails as I get them. Like I say, I got one today just basically saying, you know, that she hadn't gotten any confirmations and she was going to call them and let me know, so.
Perfect.
All right. Anything else?
Nothing else.
All right. Need one more motion.
Gosh, we're done? I will say, for the record, there's traffic on 163. Totally
you got
unexpected.
Caught in that construction?
I did.
Oh, somebody went for pole today.
They're right on it.
Make a motion to adjourn.
I second it.
See, it wasn't a waste.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming, everyone.
I'm so sorry.
The Chesterfield one got tabled for next month.
Okay, so that's.